God bless you, Brother Miguel. No man of God, that you're in a season where the Lord says that you're going to begin to see some things opening up for you. I see prosperity all around there, and I really see business opportunities opening up for thee. And it seems like multiple doors are going to begin to open up for you. But and yet the Lord says, I will give thee the wisdom to decide which one that you're going to do business with. And yea, God says, in business, but also in legal matters, he says, let the wisdom of Solomon have its place in thee. For the Lord says unto thee that this is a season of new beginnings. This is a season where the Lord says you're not to allow things to drain you or to waste your time. For the Lord says between now and December, and in December, you're going to see a well of new opportunities open up for thee. You're going to come into a time of new experiences. You're going to come into a time of new opportunities and yea, even new blessings. For the Spirit of the Lord says unto thee that you're going to begin to find that you're going to be connected to some new people that is going to be a blessing in your life. And yet it seems like there's a particular person. It seems like there's a female that you're going to begin to meet that's going to begin to bring joy, but yet she has a lot of power and a lot of authority, and perhaps maybe even younger than you, just a wee bit. But the Lord says, there's also a time of renewal, Seems like maybe a renewal of some kind could be showing up in regards to a relationship, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For the Lord says underneath that this is a season where you're going to begin to see that the emphasis is going to be on new doors and new opportunities. The emphasis is going to be on business. For the Spirit says, prepare, because major changes, major improvements are coming all around thee. And you're going to come into a time of freedom as well as job independence. And you're going to begin to see that this thing shall begin to take place, yea, even in this hour. For the Spirit says, I shall use thee, and I shall make thy voice known to many people. For the Lord says, your leadership ability shall begin to come to the forefront. And you're going to have the ability to begin to win and impress people that are in power and people that are in authority. For the Lord says, I'm sending forth assistance unto thee. For the Lord says, you're going to be making some career moves that is going to be a real blessing unto thee. Oh, I see travel. I see travel all around thee. Seems like possibly this month, or maybe even September and October, is going to hold the strongest possibilities for travel and all around thee. For the Spirit of the Lord says, this is an hour and this is a season of a fresh start. Now the Holy Ghost says that the Spirit of the Lord is going to help you in a great way. You might be taking some kind of an exam as well, too. Or you might also be signing up for some kind of a class that's going to help you in the future, I'm sensing by the Spirit. For the Lord says, this is a season of some kind of even important writing assignments that you might be doing. For the Lord says, he's going to touch you in areas of communication as well. For the Spirit says, this is a season that you're going to begin to see that for the next 12 months that God says you're going to expand, and your ability to expand your business and bring it into success shall also cause you to begin to prosper. For the Lord says, choose your decisions wisely. Choose assignments wisely. Choose jobs wisely. Pick the clients who pay the best and that have the most status, and the Lord says you're going to come out on top. You may also be interacting with, I don't know if this is a younger sister or a younger brother as well, because they're going to have some news that they're going to share with you, which is going to be quite helpful to you as well. And yet it seems like you and maybe a sibling is going to do something together, or might even consider buying a piece of property together. Okay, God says go ahead and do that, because it seems like it's going to be a blessing for the both of you. For the Lord says, something possibly overseas could open up for you too. Maybe it's some kind of a client. I don't know what all you're doing, but you're definitely supposed to be speaking and writing and running businesses. For the Lord says, real estate as well. Now I heard the Lord say, prepare for the next season that you're about to walk into. Okay, the Lord says, prepare. Again, because it seems like your face is going to be on TV or something surrounding media, because others will begin to know your name in this hour and even in this season. And you're going to see that VIPs, people in power, business owners will begin to notice thee. For the Lord says, circle the month of September, especially September the 8th of September. Because it's going to be a time that's going to give you a new level of recognition, some kind of a big promotion or some kind of a special praise or some kind of publicity Something that you dreamt about is about to manifest for thee. Keep thine eyes open for that. And that is the word of the Lord. I want you to listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets. Know that great things are in store for thee, because God says your popularity is about to rise and go to the next level. Now, I don't know if you're renting or you own a home, but I heard the Lord says make sure you have enough and significant insurance. Something maybe flood insurance or renter's insurance. Make sure that you have that. Also check the water. Something maybe, if it's a property, may have something with mold or tainted drinking water. Keep an eye on water surrounding property as well. The Lord says around the 29th, your home is going to be is going to come into the spotlight. If you do anything with contractors, make sure you do your homework, because the enemy can also bring confusion surrounding some things. Check the credentials of contractors or people of that nature, people that you might even be doing business with. But I heard God says, I'm about to close, that money and support is on his way unto thee. Now listen to the word from the other prophets, and thank you for your miracle seed.
Prophet Cheryl, what is the word of the Lord to Brother McCloud Joseph?
God calls you Prophet Miguel Joseph, and God, there's just such an anointing that's about to be birthed in you, man of God. God calls you a man of fire and a man of war. Get ready, Joseph, for ministry. I don't know if you're in ministry, but if you're not, get ready, get ready, get ready. So the Lord begins to call you even early in the morning for fellowship and worship with him. And even as you sit before him, he's going to begin to give you the plan and the strategies to release the captives. You're going to be setting captives free. Your ministry is about to take off in such a way, and even there's going to be such a prophetic tone to the way you speak to people. God calls you a man of wisdom, a man of instruction, a man of purpose, and that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, Brother Miguel. I hear Father God saying this is the season where you're going to begin to go into deep study. I hear Father God saying, study to show yourself approved. And I do hear Father God saying, this is the season of deliverance. Father God says, dress for where you're going and not for where you've been, for I see the new wardrobe. And I hear Father God saying, new open doors and new opportunities. Father God says, fear not. Fear not what's behind thee and fear not what's in front of thee. Father God says he's going to cause you to... Father God says he's going to cause you to focus on your priorities, and that's your spiritual priorities. So Father God says, prepare, man of God. And I just also hear there's a prophetic call on your life. Father God said, Prophet Joseph, come forth, for Father God says you're a minister to many. And that is the word of the Lord.